The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, on this Tuesday morning, are you getting the most out of Google? You may very well not be. There's a lot of stuff to explore there that you could certainly use it to your advantage, especially with the upcoming holiday season, especially if maybe you are planning a little bit of travel in the weeks ahead. Joining us right now, Google technology expert Justin Burr. Good morning, Justin.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate your time and having you join us this morning. COVID-19 obviously is a big concern for people, especially if they're planning on getting in the car and traveling somewhere. What is Google doing to help people identify COVID with their Maps feature?
Yeah, in Google Maps right now, if you open up the application and then go to the layering function, which is kind of like a diamond square button on the right side of the screen, you can open up the layers feature and it'll show you a variety of layers from satellite to default, whatever may have you. But we just introduced a new layer called the COVID layer. And that'll show you the 7-day average of new COVID cases per 100,000 people in an area of the map that you're looking at. So once you enable that layer, you can look at different areas within within whatever area you want to look at. And also, today, it's going to start rolling out the ability to show you all-time detected cases in a specific area, and then also quick links to authoritative local resources. So you can see specific guidelines and restrictions in whatever area you might be visiting or whatever area you live in.
Well, it's really helpful. I think especially for, you know, people traveling or, you know, snowbirds, for example. Maybe somebody's thinking about going to their winter home in Florida and they want to know what they're going to find when they get there. That's going to be a big help, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. Just giving you a little bit more information around what's happening with the virus as well. And beyond that, you can actually look at specific restaurants or grocery stores or gyms and whatever businesses there might be, and you can see if their hours have shifted at all, if their sanitation practices have shifted, if there is, you can see also in real time how busy a specific business might be. And if you want to, you know, visit that business, maybe it's not the best time to go if it is really busy and things like that.
If somebody is planning on driving for Thanksgiving or for the holiday season, you have some features to help out on road trips, get people there in a timely fashion.
Yeah, Google Maps obviously gets you from point A to point B and the fastest, most effective route. But beyond that, if you're trying to share your location with loved ones, you can do so. So once you're actually in the navigation mode, at the bottom of the screen, there's going to be a little arrow. You can slide that up and you can say share trip progress, because obviously a lot of people are going to be late to their Thanksgiving or whatever holiday gatherings they might be having with family members. You can say, just share that trip progress information with your loved ones rather than texting them all the time saying you're going to be 5 minutes late. Beyond that, you can also click into the magnification lens button on the side, magnifying glass button on the side, and that'll just add things to your route. Say you want to get a cup of coffee or go get some gas. You don't have to stop the route, go do that, and then continue on your way. You can just add those areas to, or add those stops to your route. And then one other thing that we just introduced was using your voice with Google Assistant in driving mode, and that's only on Android devices, but you can just say, hey, Google, to get started, and you can answer or decline calls with your voice, and you can receive or review incoming messages, so it's a lot easier way of just using your voice when you're actually driving.
Oh, wow, that's really handy. That's really cool. Talking with Justin Burr from Google, you know, beyond Thanksgiving gatherings and going to the grocery store and things like that, people are going to be doing holiday shopping. If they're not doing it already, they're going to be doing it soon. And I guess you're helping people find the best deals on popular items and getting ready for online shopping, too.
We are. If you head to Google, there is under the search bar, under the normal search bar that you see if you search for a specific product, say vacuums, because vacuums, you know, are wildly variant in their prices. In the bottom section, or right below the search bar, there's going to be a few options, could be images, whatever may have you, and also shopping is one of those tabs. So if you click into that, you can see all these different prices for all the specific product that you look for. You can also compare prices across all the different stores that are selling that product. And that really comes in handy because there's so many deals happening right now with Black Friday and whatever else. And it's difficult to go from store to store to store and then compare prices. But Google just does that for you. It's also going to show you if there's any price fluctuations recently. So if prices are really high right now, obviously you don't want to buy it. Prices are super low. It's going to give you that insight to be able to equip the consumer with a bit more information. Because obviously we're all trying to get the best price this holiday season.
There you go. Good stuff. Justin, appreciate the tips. Thanks for being with us this morning.